a description of a car?
Just a white vehicle, ma'am. Found in Michigan, occupied 2 or 3 times mail one.
That is just one little piece of the radio traffic from Saturday night. Those were bullets in the air at Michigan Avenue and Lake Street, eventually ending up in a police chase between that shooter vehicle and police through downtown streets, then on to the Stevenson, eventually called off by police, that chase was. Being joined right now by Rich Guidas. He's the guy responsible for the Office of Emergency Management Communications. OEMC is in charge of police, fire, EMS response throughout the city of Chicago. How is it possible, Rich, that your people are ready for a situation none of us have ever seen before?
Well, certainly it's significant times, and I don't think that there could be very many people who said that they've gone through what's taken place really in the last 6 months here in Chicago, let alone this weekend.
Yeah, that is for sure. Let's talk about some of the challenges here, because at least in the Saturday events, it was fairly concentrated downtown, and then Sunday was everywhere. What strategies could you guys employ to be able to cover both sides of that?
Well, I think we were well equipped. I mean, we already had planned on regardless of any protests or anything, of having our what we call our summer operations center open. So we were already ramped up pretty significantly from Thursday night. We had more resources on Friday, and then by Saturday by late Friday night, early Saturday morning, we had a full blown emergency operations center already up and going. So we really monitored everything from downtown and citywide. Most of the activity, though, Saturday was really focused downtown, which is required some additional attention, but by no means was the rest of the city left unmanaged or unsupervised. That's constantly being monitored.
Yeah, I understand that, and that was a big part of the mayor's press conference today, and talking about the fact that it looks as though, because you're watching the news is all downtown, the cameras are all downtown, but the activity is going on everywhere else. And as I was listening to the scanner traffic yesterday from all the different scanner districts in the city, that there was activity everywhere. There's no question about it. But I think one of the concerns that a lot of people in the city of Chicago have is what if something happens to them? Are they going to be able to get service, whether it's police service or emergency medical service? Because that seems to be also focused downtown. What do you say to people who are out in the neighborhoods where maybe this stuff is not popping, but they break an ankle or someone is having a heart attack? What happens there?
Well, like you said, a lot of the news media coverage, may be covering, downtown or significant, high profile areas of the city. By no means is any other section of the city being unmanned or unsupervised, or not being paid attention to the level of detail that it needs. I mean, whatever the need is or warranted it, the city will respond.
Are there heroes for you in this that you're working with? Because as I, again, listening to your dispatchers, at least, there are some who are just absolute, they're all great, but there are some who are absolutely amazing. In the middle of the craziness, you had some citywide dispatchers on Saturday night who were juggling chainsaws and bowling balls and everything you could possibly imagine to keep everybody informed and everything moving. I mean, are there specific people that you would like to credit here?
You know, Ro, that's a difficult question to fully answer. I'll give you a good answer. You know, they're all amazing people, and a typical day, whether it's just a regular day in the city of Chicago, they're still amazing people. And they're triaging situations on people's worst day to entities throughout the city to figure out someone's problem. And they're doing that themselves by voice. Certainly they're not seen. So they all should be recognized, and I appreciate you bringing them up. And also the mayor was very kind mentioning them in her remarks today as well. So they did do a phenomenal job. And, they're sitting actually inside our EOC dispatching from that location. So they're under, the stress of the job from dealing with what's coming over the radio system and also what's taking place around the room around them, because certainly a lot of decisions are being made quickly and then handed off to them verbally that you really won't hear over the radio system as well.
Rich Guidas from the OEMC. Are there lessons learned this weekend that will be employed in these days to come?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's always a lesson to be learned in any activation or anything that we do, and we don't take anything for granted, whether it's good or bad. We make sure we document and address things, and you know, any opportunities to make ourselves better, we collectively do that jointly. So we're pretty good about doing that.
Do you know the difference between what happened on Saturday and what happened on Sunday in terms of how the emergency response was in this city? Was it more dialed in because of your experience on Saturday to Sunday, or was it a little more diffused because it was spread out?
Well, I mean, Saturday was obviously focused, you know, significantly more downtown. But again, by no means was other areas of the city not being, you know, addressing situations. You know, Sunday, yesterday, it shifted into the neighborhoods, but, you know, we kind of expected that a shift could come. And certainly monitoring social media, the Chicago Police Department, and you know, they're the best at what they do, best in the country. So I think we addressed the situations that we became aware of to the best of our ability.
Yeah, and as we move forward in the next couple of days, if people are concerned that they're calling and they're not getting the kind of response, sometimes they're getting a response that they don't see. I know that to be true. Can you explain a little bit about how that goes? Because I know there are people calling and go, hey, they're looting here, they're looting here, they're looting here, and they're like, nobody's doing anything about it. But it, you are aware of it, and there is actually, in some cases, a response they're not seeing.
Yeah, there's constant planning going on. I think the superintendent even said it today. I mean, decisions are being made, you know, almost by minute in a lot of situations, especially when there are a variety of different activity taking place throughout the city. There's constant planning. Even, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be Chicago police resources responding. There's other entities that we would have respond to different situations to help, you know, some planning maneuvers or initiatives to quell some something that may be going on in an area. So we really tap into all our city resources. You know, we have the Sheriff's Department with us. We have the State Police that are working with us, and certainly, as you know, the National Guard as well. So this is full court press, all hands on deck.
And who is the general for all of that?
I've been dealing with General Richard Neely.
Okay. So the, well, I mean, in terms of, I mean, the general for, who's making the call about where everything gets moved?
Well, you know, we're in incident command structure here. So we have an incident commander who would be inside our operations center, you know, calling the shots, directing resources, of course, with a, you know, unified command structure that again, Chicago is really good at. So we're supporting the incident commander, and in a lot of cases, making unified decisions based on what's going on. I mean, the resources, like I said earlier, it may not just be a Chicago Police Department asset, could be a different asset, but we got all the key players that are situated right next to each other, so those decisions are being made in a unified command structure.
Rich Guidas from OEMC, thank you so much for your time. I not only by covering this, listening for the last couple of days to how you guys are coordinating and also seeing it through the cameras in the sky and all the rest of it, but personally, last night it hit my neighborhood, and it was something to see and to hear how you guys coordinated the police effort here, and it ended peacefully. There were two arrests, and you know, out of hundreds of people who from moment to moment were either going, you know, coming in control, out of control, shots were fired just west of where all of this was, and luckily everybody stayed safe, at least in this area. So,
you know, Ro, just, you know, everybody who's part of this operation, I mean, we live here, we got family here, good majority of us grew up in Chicago, so, you know, we care about this city as much as everybody else does, and I think what people need to realize is we are part of the community, and we care just as much as everybody else do as far as what's going on in Chicago and the country and around the nation, for that matter.
All right. Well, great job. I know how tough this is. So, Rich, thank you very much. And thank everybody at OEMC, because this thing, as bad as it has been, could have been so much worse. So.
Yeah, and thank you for acknowledging everybody. We certainly appreciate it, Ro.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.